Hachette Audio presents Make It Scream, Make It Burn. Written and read by Leslie Jameson. For my father, Dean Tecumseh Jameson. When do our senses know anything so utterly as when we lack it? Marilyn Robinson, Housekeeping. One, longing. 52 Blue. December 7th, 1992. Whidbey Island, Puget Sound. The world wars were over. The other wars were over. Korea, Vietnam. The Cold War was finally over, too. The Whidbey Island Naval Air Station remained. So did the Pacific, its waters vast and fathomless beyond an airfield named for an airman whose body was never found. William Ault, who died in the Battle of the Coral Sea. This is how it goes. The ocean swallows human bodies whole and makes them immortal. William Ault became a runway that sends other men into the sky. At the Naval Air Station, the infinite Pacific appeared as finite data gathered by a network of hydrophones spread along the ocean floor. Initially used to monitor Soviet subs during the Cold War, these hydrophones had since been turned toward the sea itself, transforming its formless noises into something measurable. Pages of printed graphs rolling out of a spectrograph machine. On that particular December day in 1992, Petty Officer Second Class Velma Ronkiel heard a strange sound. She stretched it out on a different spectrogram so she could see it better. She couldn't quite believe that it was coming in at 52 hertz. She beckoned one of the audio technicians. He needed to come back, she said. He needed to take another look. The technician came back. He took another look. His name was Joe George. Velma told him, I think this is a whale. Joe thought, holy cow, it hardly seemed possible. The sound pattern looked like the call of a blue whale, but blue whales usually came in somewhere between 15 and 20 hertz, an almost imperceptible rumble on the periphery of what the human ear can detect. 52 hertz was off the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?